Episode 148, The Wild Robot. So, loves, I just saw the cutest movie ever. But before we get into the movie, let's get into our date. I always love a movie date, and this one definitely didn't disappoint. We met up at the theater parking lot. I held a spot for him and beeped for him to take it as he almost drove by me. Luckily, he heard the horn and backed into the space. We stuck our tongues at each other, as always. Then I promptly got into his car while shaking my booty and making him laugh. He said I look cute, even though I dressed chill this time. I thanked him and said he looked cute too. We kissed and then settled in while giving each other our cards for our 3-year anniversary, being that we won't see each other on the actual day. I loved the card he got for me. It had two cute monsters on the front and a joke about us being 100% adorable couple with him taking the 60%. Haha. I told him, you're right, I'm the 60% cute one and he's the 40%. We laughed. And then I read the rest of the card where he said how happy he was to have spent 3 years with me and he wouldn't have wanted it to be with anyone else. I had said similar things to him in mine and he loved it. We kissed deeply multiple times and then after talking about a few things, head over to the movies. Before heading in, I asked him to take a few videos and pictures of me and he was happy to. He always also complimented me saying I looked good and didn't need to lose any weight, but he understood why I wanted to. That felt amazing to hear because I'm focused on making sure my body continues to look good for not only me, but for him too. I know I'm on point with my look, but I'm super focused on getting my weight down so I can be even tighter, and I appreciate his support and encouragement. Anyway, once we were done, we head inside into the theater. Our seats were perfect as usual, and as soon as we settled in, I hit the button for the waitress to come over. He ordered 2 Shirley Temples, a small popcorn, a box of Raisinets, and mozzarella sticks to start. We reclined our chairs and relaxed while watching trailers. There were none that we wanted to add to our list except Moana 2, which we already had. But I suspect that was because most of the trailers were kid movies and didn't really do it for us. Either way, we talked for a bit and then the movie started. It was a bit slow to pick up, but once it did, we were fully engrossed. The writers did a good job to really build a great friendship between the fox, wild robot, and gosling. The wild robot, even though programmed, became attached to the animals in the forest, and in turn, even though they didn't like him at first, they changed their perspective too. Underneath it all, the movie showed how even though you may be different, you can all help one another at the end of the day by having a heart. It truly touched my heart and had me super emotional. I literally cried at 2 pivotal moments in the movie, and when he noticed, he soothed my tears. It felt good having him there, and I know he understood why I cried, because deep down, this movie symbolized how I wish the world could be. If we could all love one another for our differences and similarities, what a wonderful world it would be. But unfortunately, some people have hate and jealousy in their hearts and always try to find a way to pull others down, so that can't be. I'll definitely recommend this movie for all because even though it was cute and simple, the lesson was strong. I rated it a 5 out of 5 and him a 4.5 out of 5. About halfway through the movie, we ordered our entrees, him the bison burger and truffle fries, and me grilled cheese and truffle fries. Unfortunately, they took longer than expected to come, and when they did, mine weren't as hot as they should be, and he had regular fries instead of truffle. We didn't stress it or send anything back, though, because it was close to the end of the movie, and everything still tasted good overall. We did, however, state that next time we'll order earlier, and if it's not correct, we'll send them back. Once the movie was done, we head out, but stopped at the bench outside to talk and frolic for a bit before going to the car. We didn't stay long, though, because it had gotten cold, so after a while, we walked to the car, and I jumped into his car to continue the frolicking. We laid our seats back, and I thought of a cute activity. Being that it was about to be our 3-year anniversary on November 5th, I told him, let's go back and forth saying special moments we've had throughout the years. He loved it and immediately turned it into a competition. He said, first one to mess up loses. I was ready and sure I would win, but I ended up repeating a memory that he had already said, and he definitely called me out on it. I was tight, but he was right. I had messed up, so after trying to throw in a few other moments and him not letting me off the hook, I conceded. We chilled for a bit longer, reveling in the moment, and then it was time to part. We weren't too sad, though, because we knew we'd be seeing each other in a few days for our next vacation. This time, we're starting it on Thursday as to not interfere with my modeling rehearsal on Sunday. It's a sacrifice, but we're both willing to make it, and I'm super excited about it. So with that, I'll bid you adieu, and in a few days, I'll be back with another amazing episode. Until then, XOXO, Bombshell out.